We have a surprise for you. Take a look.
Surprise! Hi, honey. And hi, Barack. I just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. It's our last one that we'll spend in the White House. And in honor of that, I wrote you a little Valentine's Day poem that I wanted to share. Roses are red, violets are blue. You are the president, and I am your boo. I wrote that while I was doing 100 push-ups this morning. You know, it gets the creative juices flowing. You should try it, Ellen. No, really. You're the only person I'd share my husband with on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Portia, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And Barack, I know there's a See's Candy out there, so bring me something chocolatey back. You know what you need to do. Love to you both. Bye-bye.
That's so sweet. Isn't that sweet?
That was very sweet.
Yes.
That was very sweet.
Yes. So I thought I would help you out because you didn't know she was going to do that. So I set up a little setting.
I've got something prepared.
Wow. All right. Well, then I have a set.
I was going to deliver it to her in person, but we can do it on the set.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
All right. So you'll stand there.
So I'm going to stand here with rose petals.
I'm going to set the mood.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Is this good?
Yep.
All right. Somebody call the situation room. Because things are about to get hot. Michelle, this Valentine's Day, I'm gonna treat you right. I'm gonna make you some zucchini bread. Then I'll spread out some veggies on a plate, just the way you like them. Then I'm gonna give you a massage while you watch Ellen's Design Challenge on HGTV. Because I love you so much, I Obamacare about you more than you even know. That's right, Obama cares. But, Michelle, I've made a lot of great decisions as president. The best decision I ever made was choosing you. Thanks for putting up with me. I love you. And Ellen, happy Valentine's Day. We'll be right back.